Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on the obligation to command one's family, one's children, and those in one's care to obey Allah Ta'ala and to prohibit them from disobeying Him and training them and forbidding them from indulging in the prohibited. We realize that from young, a Muslim is one that guides his children, guides the young, guides his family, his wife, etc. From the time he's married, he doesn't delay to say, no, these are things we'll do in old age. But from the time his children are young, from the time he's married, early on in his life, they make niyats like this, that we want to correct ourselves and we want to live our lives according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yesterday we explained how important it is for one to be firm. Allah Ta'ala's command is, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, that you yourself command, first you command your family towards salat, wastabir alayha, and you be very, very firm as far as your salat is concerned. So here we learn that there's two things. One is the person himself is very firm, and the other is his family. He makes it a point of encouraging them and seeing that they are on the right path. We explain that al-ilmu fi sighari kan naqshi fil hajari, that instilling values in a child is like ingraining in a rock. You take a rock and ingrain, you will find that the wind won't come and suddenly wipe it off. The rain won't come and suddenly wipe it off. It remains there for years and years and years. One example we give, like nursery rhymes we may have learned when we were small. Person is 70 years, 80 years, he'll still be able to tell you those nursery rhymes he learned when he was small. So today we'll do one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how practically Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected the young in his own house. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أخذ الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما تمرة من تمر الصدقة فجعلها في فيه فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كخ كخ ارمي بها أما علمت أن لا نأكل الصدقة متفق عليه وفي رواية أن لا نحل لنا الصدقة. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that حسن بن علي رضي الله عنه took a date. Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu was the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he took a date which was given as charity and placed in his mouth. So this child took a date in charity that was actually meant for charity and put in his mouth. In another hadith in Musnad Ahmad, it is mentioned more clearly what happened, that he was seated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandson was seated on his lap. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overseeing the distribution of those dates of zakat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overseeing the distribution. And whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overseeing the distribution, this grandchild of his took one date and put it in his mouth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't notice him doing this. But when he saw the saliva running down the mouth of the child, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed that he had eaten it, or took a date. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he stopped him. He said, take it out. In this hadith it mentions that take it out, don't you know that we, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not eat charity? Now, can you imagine how serious this is? That firstly, we know that the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam don't take zakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, Allah Ta'ala has given them that honor and that sharafat, that they don't eat and they don't consume sadaqah, they don't consume zakat. This was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made specific for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. But the lesson that we learn from here is how difficult it is to take out a sweet from a child's mouth. How difficult it is to take out a morsel from a child's mouth. And these were children and people, they generally didn't have much to eat. So a date wasn't something that was, so to speak, unhealthy, or so to speak, as we would know it, as we would think about it, something serious. When a child is doing something wrong, we always say that a small child, leave him, don't be too hard with them. Nallo pairoche, people say like this, just leave the child alone. But what we're learning practically from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from small, what is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. The children must know about it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam made the child take out that khajur from his mouth, because this was not right for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to consume. So here we learn something very important, that don't wait for the child to become big and now we say we want to instill values. It doesn't happen. The values get instilled from the time the child is young. So when a child is young, at that time we need to instill values. The importance of salah, the importance of coming early to the masjid, the importance of takbir-e-ula, the importance of respecting the parents, respecting the seniors, the importance of reciting Quran Sharif every day. So when these values are created in the child, then automatically as they come of age, it just becomes part and parcel of life. But what we do, unfortunately, we said, no, let the children, let the girls dress how they want. They're still small. They're still getting big. There's no problem. There's no guna on them. So if they don't want to wear scarf and they want to wear short dress and everything, short sleeves, there's no harm. Because we like to see them in those that clothing. We got that sometimes that love of this clothing in our eyes. So we know they can't wear it when they're big, so we let them wear it when they're small. Actually, from young, we should be encouraging them to look like a Muslim, think like a Muslim, dress like a Muslim, be like a Muslim. So when a child grows up, it just becomes part and parcel of his and her life. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We have so many awliya Allah, that from the time they were of age, they never look at any ghair mahram at all in their whole life. And how many of the buzrugs we hear, that from the time they were of age, that they didn't miss one salah in the masjid, they didn't miss the takbir-e-ula, and also they haven't missed the hajjud salat. How it came, it didn't just come suddenly that when they became baligh, everything just fell in place. There was an effort before those children became big. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically is teaching us, it doesn't matter how close you may be, it may be your grandchild also, but teaching them what is right, teaching them or showing them and letting them do wrong and thinking there's nothing about it, that makes it difficult. Because when they grow up now, that love of that will be. Sometimes you'll find children watching sports, for example, soccer, and the adults are watching, the children are watching, and say, no, it's still small, it's not serious. But not realizing that they get so ingrained in that sports, now when they come of age, when they're 13, 14, 15, and all their friends are following the sports, how are you going to get the child out of sports? So therefore, from the time they're young, you've got to teach them and show them that this is a waste of time. A Muslim doesn't get involved in sports, he doesn't follow the English Premier League, he doesn't follow this sport and that sport. Rather, a Muslim is one that he follows Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he follows Sahaba. These are his stars, not the stars of the West and the East, but the stars of Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So automatically that is ingrained in the child's mind. So as the child is growing up, he learns these values. Allah Ta'ala give us these values first, give us the tawfiq to practice and be an example for those that are in our care. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.